I might say that the best advice I received as a writer was from the late Alexander Pope, who told me in one of his epistles, keep your peace 9 years, although he was in fact paraphrasing something Horace had said many centuries before in his Ars Poetica. But it's true that one of the most important things when you're writing is to set the piece aside, allow time to pass, then look at it with fresh eyes. The worst you can do in that delightful flush of excitement when you feel it's finished is to post it on Facebook. I almost followed Pope's example with my Egypt memoir, Threading a Dream, which I wrote in 2011, 80,000 words of it. But publishers were wary of the book, and I suspected myself that there was something not quite right. Returning to it in 2016, I was at once able to see that I needed to cut out over a third of what I produced. It was simple and done in an afternoon. 5 years having passed, I was able to make the cuts quite dispassionately, and now the book is about to appear. But it's probably not Pope whose advice I remember best. Rather, it's from a more recent poet. In the late 1970s, when I was studying at Exeter, I corresponded for a while with Ted Hughes. I'd sent him some poems, and not only did he bother to reply, but he was characteristically positive and encouraging to this young upstart who'd approached him out of nowhere. He noted that I was trying to impose an artificial form on my ideas. If I let the poetry make its own shapes, he suggested, I might get somewhere unusual. It's advice that I've since found myself giving to other young poets on writing courses, and it's true even of formal poems, which still have to decide they want to be sonnets or sestinas. You can't decide it for them. In a subsequent letter, Ted Hughes said something that I've never forgotten. Having first advised me to avoid teaching or closed situation jobs, he went on to stress how crucial it was to keep my creative energies at top pressure by living a bit uncomfortably with a final dependence on writing. It wasn't long after this that my wife and I set off for Upper Egypt with voluntary service overseas, living very basically for 2 years. And that's when the poems really started coming, which would form the basis of my first collection, Westerners. On our return, we went to northeast Scotland, and I devoted myself to writing for another 18 months, supported by my wife's work with Vietnamese refugees and a grant from the Scottish Arts Council. Although I did end up in a closed situation job and teaching, I'm afraid, in those few years when I made my first priority my writing, I feel that I took hold of something that has never gone away.